All right, so as you're making your way up here, I do want to point out here that I have a backpack, and some of you that come to the school mass, you know about the backpack, that sometimes in this backpack there's some things that help us understand the readings. So we had today in the readings, we had a lot of talk about faith. Does anybody know what faith is? What's faith? What is faith? What's that?
It's believing in a certain religion.
Okay, it's believing in a certain religion. Okay, what else? Do you want to add something else to the faith? What does faith mean?
Believing without knowing any facts.
Okay, believing without knowing any facts. Okay, now in the letter to the Hebrews, we know that faith is believing in that which is unseen. Okay, so that's a little bit different than believing without having any facts. Okay, because that would be blind faith. Faith is believing in things that we can't see. So who is it in our faith that we can't see? Who is it? Who do we have faith in? We have faith in God. We have faith in God whom we can't see, but we know He exists. Why do we know He exists? What do we hear about God existing? What do we hear? Reading what book specifically? What book?
The Bible.
We learn about God, we learn about faith by coming to church, by hearing about God's love. We come to know about faith by praying. Okay? So I want to talk a little bit about things that we might have faith in. Does somebody want to help me out? Okay, yes, ma'am. In the green sweater. Yes. Let's see if we can understand things about faith. Now, what's this?
A ball.
Now, what do you think will happen if I drop this ball? You think it'll bounce? You don't think that the ball, when I let it go of it, it's going to like, boom, hit me in the eye? No? Do you think when I drop the ball, you think it'll like explode into 1,000 Nerf pieces? No? Why not? Why do you think that it's going to fall? Why do you think it's fall? Anybody want to help her out? Why do you think it's going to fall?
Sealed together.
Okay, the ball's sealed together. But why else might you know that the ball's going to fall? Why else?
Because if you drop it, it's going to fall down, it's going to bounce up.
Okay, but why do you know that? That's what you think is going to happen. Why do you know that?
Because gravity's
pulling down on the ball. Now, have you ever dropped this ball? No, you haven't dropped this ball because this ball belongs to me. But you've dropped what? You've dropped what? Yes, ma'am. You've dropped what? You've dropped other things and it's always fallen. Okay, so let's try it out. Let's see. Let's see if we're people of faith. You think what's going to happen again? You think it's going to fall. It's going to bounce. Okay, let's see. Wow, you were right. Excellent. You knew that was going to happen. That's so cool. All right, you can have a seat. But that's one of the things that we know by faith. We said we've never seen this ball fall before, but we think that's what's going to happen. Do you want to help? Okay. So what else do we know by faith that something's going to happen? Okay, this, my friend, is a flashlight. This is a flashlight. What do you think happens when you turn a flashlight on?
It will give light.
You think it's going to light. And this is shaped like what animal?
A bird.
A bird, a rooster. What else do you think might happen when you turn this on?
It's going to...
What else? You think it'll make noises? All right, this is what I need you to do. I need you to grab its tail. Okay? Can you squeeze? Oh, it did make noise. And it lit up. It lit up. Here, let me hold it. Okay, you can let go of it. Okay, look, it lights up. And you knew that was going to happen. Why did you know that was going to happen? Why did we know it was going to happen?
Because it was a flashlight.
That's right. It's a flashlight. That's right. And how does it... Okay. That's right. That's right. Okay, you can have a seat now. Okay? All right, the other thing that we know this works is because how? What's working through it? What goes through there? Yes, ma'am.
Ears.
What's that?
Ears.
Ears go through it? No, what goes through it? What makes a flashlight? Electricity. Can you see electricity?
No.
No, but you can see the products of electricity. So you see the electricity working by turning on and making noise and lighting up, right? So we don't see electricity, but we know about electricity. What else do we know that works by electricity? Yes, sir. What else works by electricity? What's that? Light works by electricity?
Video games
work by electricity. What else works by electricity? How about the vacuum cleaner? When your parents ask you to vacuum, that's another way that electricity works, right? So we knew We knew that something was going to happen when we pushed this button, right? So we knew by faith, we knew that things were going to happen. Okay, you guys already have your hands up. Like, you know, you're like, yeah, I'm going to ask you a question or something. Okay, the two of you come up here. Okay, what else do we know by faith? Something else. So other cool things happen. What's this?
A water bottle.
A water bottle. One of you want to hold the water bottle? Okay, you hold the water bottle. Unloosen the cap. Okay, and you, sir, what's your favorite color?
Black.
Okay, how about your second favorite color? Okay, red. Red. Okay, now let's take a little bit of red. Okay? What happens if we take a drop of this red and put it in there? What's going to happen?
It'll
turn red. You think so? Why do you think it's going to turn red? Why? Yes, sir. Why is it going to turn red? Once you pour stuff in, it's going to turn red. So let's see if we have faith in what's going to happen here. Okay, hold it still. So I don't want to get red all over the carpet. Okay, how about one drop? What's happening?
It's turning red.
What else do we need to do to make it turn all the way red? Okay, put the cap back on. Okay, turn the caps on. And what did the second reading today tell us in Timothy? What do we need to do with the gift of faith that's given to us? What do we need to do? Yes. We need to shake it up. We need to shake it up. And what happened to that red, that water?
It looks orange.
It looks orange. Well, maybe. Maybe a little orange. But it turned red. It turned red. We had faith that because we've done science experiments that when we drop a red food coloring in there, it was going to turn red. That's pretty cool, huh? We didn't know what was going to happen until we did it. But we had faith. We trusted. Okay, you guys can have a seat. So in the readings today, Jesus tells us, y'all can put your hands down. You can put your hands down for a minute. Jesus tells us in the readings today about the gift of faith. He says that to have faith is to believe. And he tells us that if we have faith, we don't need much of it, we can do a lot of cool stuff. We are God's children. We are his people. We are people of faith. He places the gift of faith in each and every one of our lives. And he says, here's this gift, and you can choose to believe in me. What did Jesus say faith needed to be the size of in today's gospel? He said, look, if your faith is this size, you can move trees. Yes, ma'am. A mustard seed. Do you know what a mustard seed looks like? Yes, you do. What is a mustard seed? You saw it, what? In third grade? You saw it in third grade?
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, guess what Father TJ has in his bag? Mustard seeds. Now, okay, I'm going to walk around here. Now, how big would you say those are? There's a lot of them. It's tiny. What else? What other adjectives would you use to describe the size of that? What else? Yes, ma'am?
Round.
They're round. And how big are they? Are they humongous? No, they're small. They're tiny. They're minuscule. Right? So Jesus says, if you have faith the size of this mustard seed, you can do great things. That means that faith in our lives, we don't need a whole lot of it. Because a little bit of faith goes a long, long way. We come before the Lord week after week because we have been given the gift of faith. And God asks us to plant this seed, to nourish it, to allow it to grow. Because if we allow faith to grow, what can happen to us? We can become his disciples. We can be his disciples. If we act as people of faith, if we listen to his word, if we carry that out, if we share love with one another, we can be his disciples. That's how we're called to be, people of faith. So my friends, as we come together today to celebrate this Eucharist, we ask God to help us with that gift of faith, to help us to believe in those things that are unseen so that we can fall deeper in love with him and the message that he has for us. One other thing that it requires a gift of faith is what the church asks us this week as we celebrate, and that's Respect Life Sunday. Respect Life Sunday means that we need to respect life in all of its forms. From birth, from before birth, from the moment of conception until natural death. So much in our society and so much of our culture, we live in this throwaway culture where we say, look, I'm going to use something only as long as I need it, and then I'm going to discard it. Well, my friends, our church asks us to respect the gift of life, to pray for an end of abortion, to pray for an end in euthanasia in our world, to pray for a greater respect of life in those who are handicapped, in those who are poor, who are in poverty, and the immigrants that are unfairly treated. We are called to respect life in all of its forms so that the spirit of the Lord's love may grow in us. Now, we have lots of opportunities this week to pray for the gift of life. Today, right after Mass, we're going to have a rosary in Servant Hall. And I'd encourage you, if you want to tell your parents, hey, let's go pray a rosary for respecting life. That would be a great thing to do. Next week, we have a youth rally for the young people, I think junior high and senior high age students. There's a youth rally at the Charismatic Center, and a chance for us to pray for a greater respect of life. You can check the bulletin today for other ways that you as a family can get involved to pray for the gift of life. And one of the greatest ways that you can pray for life as a family is the rosary, of gathering together as a family and praying that our world, our culture, our society respects life in all of its forms. So as we gather today and we continue to pray together, we ask God that the gift of faith that He's planted in our hearts, that we may take care of it, that we may share that gift of faith with one another, so that the whole world may know how much our God loves us.